For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's funny, I was going to make a comment about Taiwan Walker, and then Better Man comes on.
We could definitely find a Better Man there, I think.
I'm sure there's a tie-in here. It was unintentional, but let me say two things about Taiwan Walker as we wish a happy Friday morning. Seltzer, can we call this a football Friday? Are we at that point yet?
I think so, right? There's a game tomorrow.
Yeah,
have you thought about the fact, though, that in 2 weeks we will have the all-time Ultimate Football Friday for the first time ever? It's a true Football Friday for the Eagles.
That's fascinating. So have they never played on a Friday?
No, never played on a Friday.
Has there ever been?
I don't think there's ever been.
Well, pandemic had to.
I don't know.
Every day of the week it felt like had a game. Had to. Because they took some games from a Sunday to a Tuesday. I mean, I don't know.
It'd be tough to move a game to a Friday, though.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. You might be right. That might be the one day that didn't happen. Now, if it happened on a Christmas day, I guess that's only starting.
Oh, maybe
up
for
now.
Christmas.
But that only just started.
Okay, yeah. So it happened in 1970 was the last time there was a Friday game.
You see the circumstances?
So I don't really
so
think
So it just says the St. Louis Cardinals versus the Los Angeles Rams. At Google put it up. It doesn't say what the circumstances
maybe
were.
Maybe that was weather or something.
Yeah, but it's the first time in over 50 years.
All right, so I want to, real quick on Taiwan, then I want to get to this Nick Sirianni audio and then a lot of calls, plus drop of the week this segment. So Taiwan. Two thoughts. One, nobody's in the mood to watch him pitch. Okay?
You don't think he'll bring the magic back?
Well, I was like last year at a certain point. So, number one, what a disaster, Taiwan. Number two, you know, James, they really might need to just pay him to go away.
Yep.
I didn't think it was going to get that bad this year where in the offseason they – see, you never really cut – it's very rare you cut a guy – and pay him. A lot of times you just find a team that'll take him.
Yeah, you give a prospect away or something.
Yeah, you get nothing. Yeah, you get a prospect back. But really, you have the other team. You know,
you're giving a good prospect to take on the contract is the point.
Well, no.
I'm saying not in this case. I'm saying this is what you see with these type of contracts is a team will attach a prospect to the contract in order to get rid of the contract.
I'm saying something totally different.
No, I know. I'm saying with time.
Hold on. I'm saying they're going to get a scrub prospect back, and they're going to pay 95% of his salary.
Sure, that's an option, too.
Yeah, that's what I predict. I think you're at the point where they're going to have to just pay him to not be on their team anymore, and they're just going to dump him. Because what's the point of bringing him to spring training and trying this
Well, I think they might just DFA him. You know, like that, like really just cut him.
They might.
Who's giving you anything for him?
It's kind of a worse look, but we'll see. All right, I want to get to Sirianni here. So Sirianni said something this week I found very interesting about his mentality as a coach, his mindset for what he tries to bring as a coach, and obviously have his coaching staff bring. So he's asked a question about Vic Fangio this week, and in the midst of answering the question, he pivots to coaching in general. Interesting stuff. Let's listen to Sirianni.
Our guys really like Vic and how direct and honest he is. There's not a lot of, you guys talked to him, not a lot of fluff there. Like, he's going to tell you, he's going to tell our guys when it's right. He's going to tell our guys when it's wrong. And so, and he's going to help our guys get better. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I've always said this, the relationship between the coach and the player has a chance to develop because the player sees that the coach can get him better. Let me kind of go a little deeper on that. Like, we're not, like, connection's so big, but you're not, like, we're not just buddies out here, right? Like, the connection can take off if we're not helping that player get better, then we're just their friends, right? So the connection of the player and the coach can take off when the player realizes that the coach can get them better. And I think that that's the start of any relationship with a coach and a player.
Here's where that really resonated with me. I've had a number of jobs. Most of us in life at this point have had a number of jobs, particularly if, you know, you're out of your 20s and you bounce around a little bit. I know that there's something to be – and by the way, not all in the sports industry. I've had jobs outside of the sports industry. So you want to work for someone you like, but you also want to work for someone that you believe helps you become better at the craft. It's about belief and trust. And when you have that in a boss, you're going to go the extra mile. And when you don't, the doubt that seeps in is going to make it harder to go the extra mile. It just does. It just does. Let's get a lot of calls in here. Let's get to Ed. He's calling from Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Ed?
Elliot, I have a question.
Hey, Ed, I need you to get off that speakerphone or whatever's going on there, man. All right, we're going to get back to Ed. Let's get him in a better spot. Let's talk to Ken right now. Ken, you're on WIP.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
What's up, Ken?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you good, man. Go ahead.
All right, cool. I want to get to the Phillies, obviously. I just noticed yesterday, I don't know when the last time this happened in the NFL, the Cleveland Browns traded a kicker. When was the last time somebody traded for a kicker in the NFL?
Well, the Eagles traded for Jake Elliott, if I'm not mistaken.
They did?
Or maybe they claimed him. You're right. They claimed him. You're right.
He was cut by the Bengals. Yep. So, come on,
right.
Elliott.
You're right. My bad. I got myself quick, but yeah.
So, listen, Elliott is right. And to say that about baseball is astounding.
Thank you, Ken. I appreciate that.
there is, and then Elliot, I want to get you to weigh in on something when I hang up.
Yep.
But
I got you.
Leave you with a question. But there is no switch that this team can flip. You know, I was watching, I think it was Sunday's game, and it was some random at bat, Johan Rojas, Sunday afternoon. But they panned into the crowd, and there was two young ladies holding signs that they had made at home. And one of them said, chicks dig play discipline.
Yeah, that was funny. I saw that. That was good.
It was telling.
Shout out to Ellen Adair. That was who had the sign.
Yeah, Ellen that was Adair. Really good.
My first thought was somebody raised that girl right. L.A. said one of the afternoon shows this week that he's not sure that they even talk about it, right? Tenth inning or ninth inning last night, top of the ninth.
Wait, you mean
example.
The team?
Yeah.
Oh, they have to, Ken. They have
I'm
to.
I'm telling you, this is not me. This is L.A. This is L.A. speculating whether or not they even talk about this. Because, look, in order for something to change, you have to force change. You have to make it change. So we haven't seen any change. You're going to get Taijuan Walker again tonight. You got Bryson Stott still batting fifth. You got the top of the ninth last night on the road in a game you really would like to win at this point in the season.
Yep, you're
down by a run. Most baseball teams, most Major League Baseball teams are looking at that. I mean, just think of the night before when it got so dicey with Estevez. Most Major League Baseball teams are approaching that as, you know what, we got to get somebody on base and then figure out a way to get him across, right? That's the approach you take. What approach did you see from the Phillies last night at the top of the ninth? Everybody, three guys in a row coming up there swinging from their heels.
Yeah.
Castellanos and Stott looked utterly ridiculous. Bryson Stott looked like Odubel Herrera on the last pitch that he swung at so hard that he almost knocked his own batting helmet off. Like, this is not just going to change because Rob Thompson keeps writing out the same lineup every night.
Well, Ken, I'll tell you this, man. I mean, you know, to a large extent, the players they have are the players they're going to have next year. I mean,
they can
try to make a trade to reconfigure this, but it's not going to be the easiest thing. I mean, I think they probably wanted to dump Castellanos after last year, and they probably weren't takers that made it a viable option, so they kept him. I mean, he's still got two more years left on his deal after this.
Well, I said to you guys the other day that there's a fatal flaw in the construction of this team. And look, I know it's kind of the way baseball has gone over the last 10 or 15 years, but this team does not prioritize putting the ball in play. And that's the problem. And you can't fix that with the lineup and the roster.
All right, Ken, we got to move. We got a couple things to get to. Give me your question for Elliot. What is it?
So I wanted to get Elliot to weigh in on a conversation from yesterday because he wasn't here yesterday. about, you know, if the Eagles win the Super Bowl this year, how do you find a way to fire Nick Sirianni after the Eagles
win the Super Bowl? Interesting. All right, Ken, we're going to get that. Give me your answer here for what had a moment.
Tickle me Elmo.
Yeah, good answer.
Oh, yeah, great answer. Ooh.
So, Elliot, the way it was framed yesterday by a caller was if they succeed, and it's a lot because of the offense, and they're humming with Kellen Moore with Hurts, and then Kellen Moore is about to get poached to become someone else's head coach, would there be consideration to get rid of Sirianni, even if they won the Super Bowl, to keep Kellen Moore?
No, 0%.
Should there be?
No, absolutely not. If they win the Super Bowl this year, and obviously Kellen Moore is a big part of that, he will have been here for a year. The offense will be installed. Jalen will know the offense. Nick will have been around the offense for a year. I think at that point, you bring in a coordinator from somewhere else. It will be an extremely attractive job. That person would get also control of the offense, and they could add wrinkles to an already successful offense.
All right, James, I want to throw this question to you because I understand why Elliot answered it that way, and I know it sounds ridiculous. Okay, ridiculous to have a conversation about firing a head coach after they've won a Super Bowl. But James, I want to ask you this question. If Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman determine that Kellen Moore is and was more valuable than Nick Sirianni, is that on the table for consideration?
In that case, if they feel incredibly strongly that the reason they won it all was Kellen Moore and that Nick was a minor factor in it, like, sure, I guess it's on the table.
It's never going to get to that point.
Yeah,
but maybe it should?
I don't see it. I just don't. I'm with Elliot. If Nick Sirianni wins
I think
the main reason they brought Nick back this year was because they didn't want to look foolish to the league for firing a guy who made the playoff 3 years in a row and was just in the Super Bowl. So if he wins a Super Bowl, I just don't see them doing it.
I also think built into this is they value different things in a head coach than it sounds like maybe you do or at least the caller did. I think they like that Kellen Moore is bringing a new offense in. That is not the top requirement they like in a head coach. So if Kellen's best quality is his offense, that does not make him the best candidate for the head coaching job in their opinion.
Okay. It's an interesting way to look at it. Let's do what we do every Friday at this time. We have some fun near the end of the week with the drop of the week. All right, drop of the week brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers. Make sure you visit them online at familyjewelers.com. Route 70 right there in Marlton, New Jersey. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Seltzer, I know you weren't here for the whole week, but you and Wechter together have comprised the drop of the week. What are we looking at?
Yeah, we got last week, too, so this is a double banger here. All right, let's jump in. We're starting with a couple welcome backs for Joe from his vacation. Our caller, Richie, in the Northeast. Great welcome back here.
While on vacation in Greece, how many times did Joe DiCamera say, "Fetamu papone"?
Well, that would be zero.
What does that mean? That would be zero.
That would be, bring me my cantor.
Bring me my what?
Great job, Richie.
Horrible. Horrible.
Well played.
Good pronunciation by him.
Nailed it. So, Chuck from Mount Airy, welcome you back. A little more direct with it. Here's what Chuck had to say.
Welcome back, jackass.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Versatile.
Rough.
Chuck has the best voice for a caller.
He's great. All right, let's keep it rolling. Joe, not your finest moment. You didn't know what a gecko was, that it was real.
It's Rich.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Hello there, bud.
Geckos do not have eyelids.
Geckos?
Yeah, geckos.
Like the Geico?
So they can't blink.
Yes, like the Geico gecko.
Wait, that's correct, a real Joe. Animal?
No, Joe, come on, buddy.
No, is it really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
You don't know what a gecko is?
You thought a gecko was a made-up thing for a commercial?
I thought it was like Ronald McDonald.
Oh, my God.
I mean, are there really Ronald McDonalds out there in the wilderness?
Dude.
I mean, they don't all talk and have an accent. But...
I mean, this is outrageous. Do we also have snuggle bears somewhere in the wilderness? Well, we have bears.
Dude.
Do we have, let
yeah,
me give
we
you
have
another
bears
one.
In the wilderness.
Do we have Tony the Tigers?
We have tigers.
We have tigers. Yeah. We got geckos in the
yeah,
world?
Yeah, they're real, buddy.
I'm still shocked.
We got geckos?
I refuse to believe that you didn't know that.
I had no clue. I still think there's a 12% chance you guys are joking.
No, you don't.
I can tell you're not, but I'm telling you, I had no idea that a gecko was a real thing. None.
That's awesome. Wow. That's really good stuff, Joe. Thank you. Thank you for that.
I'd like to know what percentage
The vast majority, yeah, knew that a gecko was a real
0% of other listeners didn't think a gecko was a real thing.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Joe, you've mentioned Tickle Tuesdays many, many times, and then you finally told us what it actually was.
Tickle Tuesday means with the bidet. Sometimes 99.9% of the time, you got to when you go to the bathroom, use the bidet. It does its job. Every once in a while, Tickle Tuesdays, I might utilize the bidet even if I don't have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
hence
Tickle Tuesday.
Oh, no.
That's somehow worse than I thought it would be when I first heard Tickle Tuesday.
When I said that a couple weeks, you know, a week ago or whatever, a buddy of mine texted me, WTF.
Ain't wrong, buddy. Ain't wrong. All right, let's keep rolling. Our guy Ben Davis, ask and you shall receive. Ben Davis doing a little hammer in a Phillies game.
Trey Turner. Line drive to left field. That's going to be a big one. Rojas will score. Coasting home Schwarber. Trey Turner. His second hit of the night. Phillies have busted it open. It's 7-0.
That's how you do.
So good. And you can hear Ruben chuckling after because Ruben knew exactly what he's doing.
Totally love it, man.
That's what you do!
Strong.
I appreciate that.
Strong work right there from Mr. Ben Davis. All right, let's keep it rolling. I wasn't here for this, but this is pretty hilarious. Pop culture beat the hammer last week. Seems like it didn't go as smoothly as it could have, including this point. Where it was just the caller on the air.
Hold on. Let's bring Patrick.
It was a 0-0 tie, Joe.
We have a problem. Devin created.
No, it's. You there? Hello? Hello?
Horrible.
Guys,
so for those that don't know what, it's called the line. The line dropped. So we were not on the air doing the show. I mean, you could fire commercials from the studio, but the caller was still on the air. But we weren't. So all of a sudden, the caller was on the air by himself.
It's pretty good.
With the music bed underneath.
It could have been a big moment for him if he just went off on a rant.
Yeah, he could have really started talking.
Exactly. He could have really said whatever he wanted.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, sorry, Patrick.
That was outrageous.
Oh, good stuff. All right, Joe, you, your just ability to go after professional athletes, it shocks me every time. And you did it to N'Kobe Dean.
So all this talk about you improving and you got your game sharpened up and the whole deal. Have you improved your free throw shooting in the last 6 months?
I probably haven't shot a basketball since.
Hold
on, he says since. There might be some people that don't know what we're talking about.
Okay,
hold
Joe wants clarification.
You haven't shot a basketball since what, N'Kobe?
Since the free throw competition.
Since what about the free throw competition?
You don't have to answer that, N'Kobe.
Since the hammer!
You don't have to answer
defeating
that.
N'Kobe Dean at Villanova in a free throw contest. Hammer!
You are something else, man.
I missed that. That was really the way he's been hitting people in camp. I don't know if you should have kept going with that.
And that was in person too.
Yeah,
that was unbelievable.
No, that was funny. He's a great sport about it.
Yeah,
well, I kicked his ass in basketball.
Yeah,
I
mean, well, you went after N'Kobe Dean, you know, football legend.
By the way, he did well in that contest. I just want to say he made 7 of 10, which is a fine job. Hammer happened to make 8 of 10 in that round. That's all I want.
Yeah, well, the hammer just going after people tour continues. You go for a football legend, certainly in Georgia, hopefully an Eagles legend someday, and then you go after a radio legend. Our guy Jody Mack, this happened.
Jody, you are literally old McDonald.
Yeah.
That was mean.
Okay, so I just want to make sure. I don't want anyone to view it as a sexist situation. Like, you know, if I rip Devin, I don't want people to think I'm being sexist. Like, Mack, man, you are actually old McDonald.
I understand that, but
you got a farm?
Hold on, let me check. Yeah, you're allowed to do that for me because, yeah.
Ava.
There's a difference between me and Devin. You're a sexist bully. We've established that today.
Ava was dying in the background.
Ava was, yeah, you know you got him good when Ava is like, oh my God.
You got a farm?
You got a farm.
You got a farm there, old McDonald?
Poor Jody.
Poor Jody.
He really came
Poor
out
me.
Of there. Jeez.
Yeah, you're a pretty instigator guy.
I went on a roll a couple
times.
Yeah,
he's a bully this week.
You were. Well,
you really
feel
yourself in that trailer.
Yeah. Thank goodness you didn't go after Trot Jr. You did get some pertinent information for all Eagles fans. How should we call him? What should we name? What's the nickname? Trout Jr. told us.
So the nickname thing. Years gone by, you know, when your father and I would talk or I would text him, like, hey, how's the little Axeman doing? All right, that was 5 years ago or something. And now I hear a lot of people saying Trout Jr. What are we supposed to call you? Are you the little Axeman? Are you Trout Jr.? Or is there a nickname we don't know about?
Yeah, for me, you know, it's whatever people feel comfortable with. I know in college I kind of got the same question when I started doing his celebration at Axe Chop. And I always said, you know, you can call me Axeman Jr.
Okay.
If you want to. You know, I want to give him his respect because, I mean, he led the way. He said it. And I really just started doing the celebration to, you know, just, you know, give thanks to him.
Axeman Jr. it is.
Axeman
there it
is. Jr.
And I didn't know that.
I didn't either. No.
So we got the we know now what it is. Axeman.
So don't call him
you
little Axeman. Yeah.
You texting him out of nowhere. How's the little Axeman doing?
Elliot,
some context there as to what.
Elliot, like when he was in sixth grade, we were talking about his son.
Right. It's a little flex. So flex by you, you know. Just when I text Trot, no big deal to the hammer, you know.
Well, I was trying to give context to. You know, he used to be feet tall, and now he's an NFL player.
He certainly is.
Okay, right.
All right, last one. You won today. You celebrated.
Trent Cole and Fletcher Cox.
I'm here! 5 for 5! And it could have been 1,000, and it would have been a freaking 1,000 for 1,000. You come at me with you, Douglas, I come back with a dub. A W. In honor of you, who I got nothing but love for, and jammed Jim Miller's freaking shoulder in the ground. That was great. And I climbed up the back of Sean King, and that was great. That bum, that guy stunk. God bless you. God bless the hammer.
Man, when you get
nice
on a roll,
like,
you were doing some weird intonations in there.
That God bless the hammer.
Yeah, that's good.
I just thought I'd bring it down a notch. All right, so what are we going with? There's a lot here. You got the gecko. You got
the gecko tickle. One is pretty good.
You got
Gecko's
Tickle Tuesday.
Great. The guy on the air by himself
honestly,
is quite funny.
Like, I was dying at that because we didn't know what was going on at the time either.
We got Ben Davis in a Phillies broadcast.
So that might have to win.
Yeah.
I mean, he did the hammer on the broadcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And he committed to it.
He did.
Like, he fully
I'm good with going,
leaned into that.
I think Ben should
I think
be
Ben's
honored.
The move.
Let's go, Ben.
That's how you do.
There you go. Ben, nice job, buddy. 215-592-9494. All right, calls up ahead. We're getting right to that. Time's yours eventually as well. Oh, the power of love and the summer. So enjoy this weekend. Enjoy the next because then the summer be donezo. Technically not, obviously, but we know the deal. Memorial Day to Labor Day. So we are getting close, which also means that we're getting close to the start of the Eagles regular season. 215-592-9494 as we broadcast from Borgata today. Let's talk to our buddy Ed. He's calling from Phoenixville. How you doing, Ed?
Hey, do you got me now?
We got you now, Ed. Go ahead, pal.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No worries.
First, I wanted to congratulate the Hammer on another what reminds me of a Alabama versus Citadel kind of victory. And beat the Hammer. You know.
Well, remember, Shamadla, whatever their name was, beat Houston that one time with Ralph Sampson. So, or no, not Ralph Sampson. They beat Virginia with Ralph Sampson, yeah.
Yeah, Virginia.
So the crazy upsets can happen.
Good thing that wasn't the topic today.
You might as well make a ragu with all those tomato cans. But anyway, got a question for Elliot. So,
yes.
Elliot, I saw one of your 53 roster projections, and I saw... Mm-hmm. Only Dallas Goedert and Cal Kuterra as the tight ends. And,
yeah.
You know, I I don't know how. I mean, my question there is, you know, probably the best personnel grouping for Saquon as a runner would probably be 12 personnel. I think Shiel kind of alluded to it. I'd have to think they're getting another tight end before the start of the season, right?
Yeah, so I think if they trade for one, then obviously they could keep three. But a difference now with the way the practice squad rules are, you can keep veterans on the practice squad. So the initial 53 is more so about which 53 players you want to protect. And then you can sign guys to the practice squad and play them weeks 1, 2, 3, you know, into the season. So I think they could keep two through the first cuts and then re-sign a guy like Alberto or CJ Uzama. EJ Jenkins has had a really nice camp. But I think they'll have three tight ends week one in Brazil. They might just not have three on the 53-man roster.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, Goddard's gotten nicked up a couple of times over the past few years.
Yeah, he sure does. So
he's nicked up right now.
Calcaterra as well, by the way.
That's right. That's right. Hey, Ed, give me a great answer. What had a moment?
How about the fidget spinner?
What's it called?
The fidget spinner?
I don't know that.
It's like you hold it in your hand, it's like, and you spin it.
Okay,
it's
fair enough.
Pretty simple.
By the way, speaking of backup tight ends, those that are like the blocking variety backup tight ends, though Brent Celek wasn't until he was. I got to tell you something. I don't think the town gave him – we got a lot of love for Brent Celek. Obviously, everybody does. Super Bowl champ, the whole deal, his whole career here. I don't know if people realize how rare it is to make the transition he did from being primarily a pass-catching tight end to primarily a blocking tight end. You don't see that often.
And the way he went about doing it, too. You know, like
totally.
There was
no
gripes, no complaints, no nothing. Like,
right.
He just went and did his job.
James, I agree, but my point is, and I hear you, James. You're right.
It's rare, period. Yeah,
because like a lot of guys go from being a starter to a backup. He basically changed his whole style.
Well, some guys can't even do it. Like Zach Ertz could never become a blocking tight end.
That's
exactly
my point. Exactly.
Well, if
right.
I'm not mistaken, no one's worn 87 since still, right?
Could be. I mean, they're not going to retire
it. They won't retire it, but they effectively have.
That's interesting. I mean, someday I think someone will grab it, but I hear your point.
Yep.
Sometimes you wait some years. Hey, let's get to the Got It During window to the weekend. You can take advantage of Got It During Windows' big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguided.com. That's go, GUIDA.com. All right, so let me tell you here, this weekend obviously really boils down to two things. You got a Phillies series in Kansas City, of course, and brutal with Taiwan having to start or being chosen to start. Let's hope Turnbull and Ranger and all the other guys get back at some point so we don't have to see this Taiwan thing anymore. And then the other thing is an Eagles preseason game tomorrow. Now, it's a game that we expect Jalen Hurts won't play in. I want to play some audio here of Nick Sirianni, and then we're going to get to our Twitter poll question of the day. I want to play some Sirianni audio because he spoke earlier this week about Jalen from training camp. Of course, camp is officially wrapped up, but they basically still do the same thing, which is prepare for the season. And Nick Sirianni gave a pretty detailed answer this week on Jalen Hurts. And this answer speaks to me of why he doesn't feel, Sirianni, that he needs to see Hurts in a game because he knows what he's seen in practice. Here's Sirianni this week on Hurts.
Two or three things you've seen from Jalen maybe that have stood out to you this summer.
Yeah, again, I just feel like he's had an outstanding camp. And I'm really excited about where he is, just, in complete control of the offense, delivering accurate balls, protecting the football. I just, he's had a really, really outstanding camp, taking what the defense gives him, whether that's pushing the ball down the field like you saw yesterday with a deep shot to AJ or checking the ball down to Saquon like he did yesterday as well. So, just what an unbelievable camp he's had. I'm really excited for his year.
All right, so let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day because to me it sounds like, you know, Sirianni doesn't need to see Hurts play in a preseason game, and I don't think he does need to. I mean, I think this whole thing about, you know, got to play a preseason game, I think that's the old days. It's a different way of thinking. 100%
agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
The last time Jalen played in a preseason game, he got drilled out of bounds by someone on the Jets.
So is that 2021?
I think it was 2022. Actually,
2022. Okay, so Twitter poll is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of quality one-owner pre-owned vehicles at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question: do you think it's a mistake that Jalen Hurts likely won't play at all this preseason? Obviously, if he doesn't play tomorrow, then he won't have played in the preseason. Is that a mistake? Yes or no? Elliot, you're in for Richie today. You get to guess how people voted. You think more people think it's a mistake or not?
I think more people will say no. they don't think it's a mistake, and I'm going to go 63% no.
So I'm with you that I thought people would go there. They don't. They go the other way.
Wow.
55% of people still think it's a mistake.
I just think that's so silly.
I do, too. I want to play some audio of Darius Slay, because he also talked this week about Jalen. I want you to listen to Darius Slay talking about Jalen Hurts, and then consider with what Slay is putting out there, with what he's seen from Hurts, do you still feel Jalen has to get in there for, you know, 7 preseason plays? I think it's nonsense. Big praise from Slay, and really, I thought this was one of the more attention-to-detail answers we've gotten from anybody this preseason about how Hurts has improved and the things he's been doing in camp, in practice. Here's Darius Slay the other day.
So you said on your podcast that you feel like Kellen is helping Jalen become a smarter player, especially at the line of scrimmage. What, in what ways are you seeing?
Just letting him take full control of offense. Like you've seen that down the field, you can just see him in the 2-minute making the calls, reading hot checks. I know he's seeing the blitz way better than he ever did, you know, because you know, we got guys that can make plays and explosive because we had great O-line that can kind of pick up anything. But now they trust Hurts to, you know, make plays on his own with his without just using his feet, using his mind, and beating the defense himself. So that's why I see an improvement in Hurts, is that the fact that Kellen got him, you know, picking up blitzes real nice.
I got to tell you something. That answer right there should go in the John Ritchie Happy to Hear It Hall of Fame. I mean, we've all been calling for it to an extent, but John is really been calling for
it. Well, and the one thing that should be picked up in there is last year, the issue was not all the coaching with the blitzing.
Well, that's true.
I mean, he's clearly saying right there, as other players have said last year, the issue was Jalen.
Right.
And, you know, that doesn't absolve the coaching.
No, you're right about that. Let's talk to Joe. He's calling from Yadin. Good morning, Joe. Joseph.
Good morning, everyone. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Okay. I'll make it real quick regarding the Phillies. First, I didn't see the game. My wife watched it.
Mm-hmm.
2 runs on 3 hits. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? At least 13 strikeouts?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there'll be a third seed. Would you agree with that? Going forward, things?
Look, they're struggling on offense right now, man. They're in a bad way.
Yeah, I think it was actually 14 strikeouts.
My gosh, Jesus Christ. I'm going to say that I'm not going to pick right now because it's basically a long story, make it short. About 10 years ago, I went down to Ocean City, Maryland for a bike ride. I bike ride every day. It keeps my head clear. And what it was going really fast on my speed bike, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, on the other side, this girl jogging towards me. And all of a sudden, her top shot right off. I said, oh, my God. So I'm looking, I'm thinking, not paying attention. I'm going to the right, boom, I hit the curve, I fly down. I'm all cut up, I'm scratching my bike, it's screwed up. I said, man, I'm about to put my bike, my moment. Came back to the condo, and my wife says, what happened to you? You won't believe me. Tell me this story. So after I told that story,
wait, you see somebody famous?
I'm sorry?
I'm trying to understand the relevancy. Did you see somebody famous?
And this is why the Phillies lost their magic.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what's the connection. Does this have to do with the Dotson trade? What is this?
No, actually, no. It's just basically that you don't look at a girl, naked girl, when you're riding your bike. That's that simple.
No, well, I'll tell you. That's,
all right.
What are you doing? Just
a little
don't
life
crash.
Advice with the hammer there. Yeah.
What are you doing? You don't crash, Elliot.
Yeah.
Devin, were you confused by that?
I thought it was going to, you know, come full circle at some point and be related, have some deep meaning as it pertains to the Phillies. But
that was very,
that was just a
little fun story on a Friday,
very, a random anecdote.
Very confused. All right, let's go to Mark in Delaware. Hi, Mark.
Hey, I just want to thank you guys. Let me know that the Eagles game is at 1:00 on this weekend.
You're welcome.
Yeah. On tomorrow.
Yeah, that way it's 7:00, you know, that night. I'm not sitting here searching around for it. So, yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, I bet a lot of people didn't know it until we said it today. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that didn't hear us today that are still going to find out, you know, tomorrow or something.
Right. So just quick question for Elliot. So let's just say Jalen goes out for a couple games for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett actually win games for the team?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think Kenny is somebody that over a 17-game stretch will, you know, get you to 12 wins. But if Kenny were to be the starter, A, they'd be able to game plan for him, which is a big difference from what they have in the preseason. But he'd be playing with better players. And what I saw from Pickett in the in training camp is he does throw an accurate ball to guys in stride. So I do think he could move the ball. So I think they would be able to stay afloat with him.
Okay, so it's better than their backups that they've had in, like, previous years then?
I think he's better than Mariota. I mean, I think he's similar to Minshew.
You really think he's as good as Minshew?
Because
I think Minshew is pretty solid.
Yeah, I mean, I think Minshew could be better, for sure.
I feel
but,
pretty confident he is.
I think Minshew turns it over more than Pickett would. I think Minshew is more like of a gunslinger than Kenny is.
For sure. Yeah. Hey, Mark, you made a great answer for what had a moment.
All right. So many of your answers have been over a time period, such as like Rubik's Cube, Tickle Me Elmo, Joe's Tickle Tuesday, whatever. So in 2004, 90 million people were viewing Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction.
No, that's just people tuning in for something that happened then. I mean, that's not the right way to frame it, right?
Yeah, the aftermath would be the moment, right?
That was like an event. That wasn't a moment.
Yeah, yes. I mean, people were watching the Super Bowl, and
the talk about it was a moment afterwards, I would say. Yeah. More so.
I agree. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time. All right, time's yours. It's brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Well, you can't blame Topper for this one. You can't blame the pitchers. How about the top six in the Phillies batting order and a grand total collectively of 3 hits? Could that be the problem?
Well, yeah, that's a huge part of it, man. They have really struggled near the top. And by the way, when I say near the top, I mean like one through at least five.
Yeah.
If not six, if not nine.
The problem.
It is the main problem right now.
Hammer, I guess I'll have to say congratulations for a 5 for 5. Is there anybody in the Delaware Valley that has a remote shot of actually showing up for this contest? Because it's getting really tiresome. Someone's got to come up. Or either that or just how about we have like a best of champions edition like they do on Jeopardy? Because I really want to see Drew from Westchester take you down again.
We shall see.
That's a good idea.
As I like to say, I'll take it under consideration.
I have a winning answer for Joe DeCamera. Here's what I had a moment. Charles Ingalls in Little House on the Prairie.
Landon was like, he was a man. No, I'm serious. Michael Landon was a man.
Oh, yeah. All right. Time is yours.
It's a good pull right there.
What a time to be alive. I'm just so grateful I'll be able to tell my grandkids I lived in the age of the Hammer!
Thank you, sir.
Is there any advice you would give the Phillies on how to keep the magic?
Considering what we're doing here, you have kept this going, and they can't.
Yeah, I just think the Hammer's greatness is greater than the Phillies' greatness.
Yeah.
Like, the bottom line is, you know that symbol we learned in math in, like, fifth grade, the greater than or lesser than sign?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hammer greater than.
Yeah.
Maybe they need to channel your ego, your confidence.
Maybe we need to rein this in.
Maybe you should speak to the team.
And with that, I'm like Tony Robbins. I'll get in there. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's get some calls in here. Let's get right now to Jim. He's calling from Bridesburg. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, crew. How are you today?
What's up, Jim?
Good Hammer showing, Joe.
Thank you, sir.
But not to be one to criticize your pronunciation of anything, but I do believe when you were announcing the prizes, you said decal. Is that right?
Decal? Wait, what's the right term? Decal?
Decal.
Decal.
Decal. All right, and I said decal.
Not a big one. But.
No, that's on the nitpick side, that's pretty extreme, but that's all right. I'll take the hit.
Victory doesn't count anymore.
So is it decal?
You want to nitpick others' nitpicks?
Yeah. So, Jim, is it decal pike or decal pike?
I think it's Decalama, the camera.
Hey, there's a new show out called The Decameron. So, I still got to check that thing out.
Oh, my God.
Sure, it's a barn.
It's pretty weird.
A barn. Oh, is it really? You've seen it?
Yeah. Yeah, I watched the first couple episodes.
Really?
It's a comedy set in Italy during the plague.
Well, wasn't The Decameron a book way back?
I don't know. Maybe.
Shouldn't you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I vaguely remember this from somewhere along, but I could be wrong, but I think it was one of those like medieval or renaissance or something back in the day. Anyway, Jim, what do you got on the Eagles, my man?
So this signing, Jahan Dotson, I mean, it's one of those typical ones where it always seems like it's too good to be true. You know, like
I just don't know if I view it that way. They gave up a third round pick. I mean, they paid a pretty good price for him.
They really did.
If your worry is that, you know, how'd they get this guy so cheap, I don't think they got him cheap.
Okay.
I agree with Elliot, Jim, but Jim, I agree with you also. He has been a disappointment in pro football.
I disagree with that.
Elliot.
He has 11 touchdowns and almost 1,000 yards in 2 years with trash quarterbacks, a trash coach.
1,000 yards in 2 years is good?
Yeah, but who are his quarterbacks?
Yeah, no, I understand they say.
But that's a big part of it.
No, I understand, but 500 yards a year?
From Jacoby Brissett, Carson Wentz.
On.
Well, it's just part of it. If you want to say he hasn't met his potential, but he's not been a disappointment.
You don't think a Washington fan thinks he's been a disappointment?
No. Washington fans seem pretty upset that they traded
him.
Well, they're upset that it didn't work, and they feel they could have gotten more.
Well, the next guy up is a guy who the Eagles intentionally let go of, Olamide Zaccheaus. So,
like, Jalen Reagor is a disappointment. Jahan Dotson has 11 touchdowns in 2 years. That's not nothing.
All right, Jim, give me an answer here. Jim, we're going to turn to what had a moment.
Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks. That's a
it's
who.
A person,
we're looking for a what. Not a who, a what. What had a moment?
Famous moment.
We're turning too quickly. We're going Vinny and King of Prussia. Vinny, what had a moment?
Hey, Joe, you just want the moment? I'll go Easy Bake Oven.
I'm sorry, say it again?
Ooh, yeah, cool. Easy Bake Oven. That's a really good answer.
That is a good
Vinny, give me your Eagles point, buddy. Go ahead. We got a little bit of time. Eagles point, what do you got?
Yesterday, I called and said that they were at rock bottom, and you went right to the 70s and said they were like 3-13 one time. I should have qualified and said, for this team, this core, that was the rock bottom. And I'll give you four quick reasons. Play calling last year was an absolute joke offensively. They were stuck in the 70s just like you seem to be. Division is way down. They have a top 10 easy schedule. And the Super Bowl hangover last year was real.
Yeah.
They won't have that this year.
No, so, I hear you. I mean, we're all hoping that applies to San Fran this year. All right, Vinny, good call, buddy. Appreciate that. So, first off, before we get to winning answer for who had a for what had a moment, Elliot, I need a ruling. I've heard 13 different pronunciations today.
Okay.
What is Dotson's first name?
I believe it is Jahan Dotson. I don't think it is Johan.
Yeah, what,
I've heard I'm almost positive it's Jahan.
It's Jahan.
Dotson.
We're used to saying Johan, I think, for Johan Rojas.
I heard Ike say Johan, and a caller did. Yeah,
no,
I don't
Jahan.
Know.
I'm so confused.
Maybe that I'm almost positive it's Jahan Dotson.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, it is weird.
All right, so for what had a moment, we got some really good answers, and frankly, I think they're all, of the good ones, I think they're all pretty similar in scope. So, and again, it can still be going on in society or not, but at a certain point, it was a big deal and bigger than it now is. MySpace was said, Napster was said, the yo-yo, Beanie Babies, Rubik's Cube, the Blair Witch Project, Tickle Me Elmo, Easy Bake Oven, a couple others, but they're all pretty. All right, what are we, Seltzer, what are you thinking?
So I think Beanie Babies probably stands out to me the most.
Yeah. I think the other things like Napster and MySpace became other things. Like Beanie Babies just came and then dropped and went. I feel like that was much more of just a moment for them specifically.
That's true.
And it was
how
a real moment.
How long did it last?
Like a couple years, maybe 3 years, something like that.
You think that's
a better answer than Napster?
Yeah, Napster turned into like LimeWire.
But I don't care that it turned into something. I mean, it was a big deal as Napster. What about MySpace?
To your point, I think they're all pretty similar there.
Devin, what would you lean toward?
I like MySpace because I don't think MySpace actually turned into anything. I think
Facebook.
Facebook is its own thing. MySpace kind of went away.
But the difference is Beanie Baby was a really popular toy that just went away.
All right, here's the deal.
Yeah,
Elliot says Beanie Baby. I'm going to say Napster or MySpace. I'm going to say Napster. James, what do you say?
I'm going Beanie Baby.
Thank you.
Devin?
I was going to say MySpace, but does that make the votes all over the place?
Yeah. Well, two Beanie Babies, so Beanie Baby
wins.
You
have to pick who you like more, James or Joe.
I'm fine with Beanie Baby.
I went with Napster over MySpace, but they're just about the same. Beanie Babies, though, wins. I've been outvoted. Drew, congrats with the winning answer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.